Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on May 17th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend and have a having a radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in? Come now.
KADTAIT Echolink repeater. Good evening to everybody. KA3TFB and my good friend Kevin James is next on the list. Over.
Roger, Bill. Copy that. KA3TFB, and we'll stand by for Kevin to check in.
Okay, yeah, this is KD2FPM, Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York at my fashionable upper midtown pad. It looks like I'm the last one on the list here, Bob.
Okay, Kevin. Well, glad you checked in, KD2FPM. Glad things are going well down at Oneonta. We'll touch base with you in a little bit, and we'll turn it over to Bill. KA3TFB. Bill, how are things down in Pennsylvania? I hope you had a break in the weather and got a little sunshine.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater. Good evening to everybody. KA3TFB currently is 61 degrees. Yes, sir. The best of the day was sunny and cool. We went up to 72, and I spent most of the afternoon on a fundraiser for a fire company. I've had people take my picture. I've had conversations. I've had people thank me. The only issue I have is that I don't even know if I'm a member of that fire company anymore. They're going to have a meeting to discuss it and see what happens. But anyhow, we still serve, even though the tide will change here due to some technical issues, and the thing is we're ready for change, and if that happens, that's great. Wish everyone a good evening. It did rain a little on and off, but it wasn't enough to flood anything or ruin anything, and the fire company operations fundraiser was called a tool bash. With that in mind, we'll give it back to the net control from KA3TFB, and we'll be listening in Warrendale. Over.
Okay, Roger that, Bill. Well, I'm glad you had some good weather anyway. I know you had a spell there and a session of a lot of rain, and we get it from time to time up here too when it really gets old in a hurry. Just seems like it's never ending, and you get teased with a day of sunshine and followed by another two or three days of rain. They're just one of those things with, I guess, the conditions your way and ours both. Okay, 73. Bill, have a nice evening and great day tomorrow. And yeah, we'll catch up with Kevin here, KD2FBM. Kevin, how are you doing this evening?
All right, yeah, KD2FBM out here in Oneonta. Hello to Bob and Bill and everyone on board. And got 56 degrees, it looks like, right now out here. We had a high of 65 today, and we actually saw a little bit of sun in the sky. So that was quite interesting. The clouds kind of parted ways, and next thing up, the sun was peering through, and then it clouded up again, and then the sun came back out. So we did have some times of sun and clouds, and luckily, we didn't really see the rain that was forecast, so I'm wondering what that's going to mean for tonight and then tomorrow, because our fire department has a chicken barbecue tomorrow for Mother's Day, and I know they're praying for good weather, so we'll see how that goes. Then we'll hold the repeater up here. I'll sit side and listen and hand it back to Net Control, 73, KD2FPM.
All right, Kevin. Well, sounds like you had a little cooler day than what we did. Wasn't that great temperature-wise, but we did have some sun. We had some breeze, stiff breeze. In fact, when I took the dog for a run, I noticed down by the lake it was white caps on the water, so that was an indication. I'll tell you what, that air coming off the water was frigid, so didn't make things any better. Seemed like about 3:30, 4 o'clock, about 3:30. I looked at the thermometer, we had 69 degrees, point whatever, but that was the high, and that was when the sun came out, and it was relatively still for a little bit, given about a minute or two, and then, of course, the wind came back up. So, sounds like you had pretty much the same kind of weather. Even Bill did down his way, I would have thought he had a warmer day than us, but didn't have it. Okay, well, you have a good evening, and take care, 73. And this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-in.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
82AIT, good evening.
WA2U. KC2TQR.
Okay, we've got Chuck, KC2QQR, WA2U John, KD2AIT Jeff, and N2PFM George. George, we'll start with you. What's going on up your way?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everyone on the net, and I want to say hello to all the mothers out there and wish them all a very happy Mother's Day tomorrow, for one thing. And we've got a temperature here of 58 degrees. Temperature range today was 48 to 72. And we did have a lot more sun than clouds today. No rain. And did a lot more work on the roadbed and the tracks now. So, I'm hoping by next week to have a train running around there. So with that, we'll say God bless. 73 is nothing much else going on. And could also happy Lord's Day to everyone tomorrow as well. And 2, PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, glad you had a good day and enjoyed the sun a bit. Charge your batteries back up and you can get a few things done that you need to get done. And enjoy the day. All right. KD2AIT, Jeff. How you doing?
Well, good evening, KD2 AIT. Well, we're doing well, working here. We had a good day today. We got up, started working here this morning for a bit, and then had the kids out for a while, up to Lion Falls, up to the park up there, and then we went to a little shopping, had some lunch, had some ice cream, came back. Watch old TV, watch the box tomorrow for a little bit. And did some yard work here. Little projects. We planted some radishes today. So I need that yard work again. We got filled up for the second time. And a couple other odds and ends around the yard. And just plugging away, doing some work. 82 AIT.
Okay, Jeff, well, hope you have a good evening and kind of a short evening with work. I don't know what the hours are, but anytime you got to stretch it into the nighttime hours, it seems like it just gets a little lengthy. You know, you get kind of worn out by that time. Well, hadn't been to Lions Falls in a while. We're talking about going up to Boondock sometime shortly for dinner again. Hadn't been there in a while, and we've been doing the same thing with the yard work, trying to get things organized a little bit so we can get some plants going. Haven't had a whole lot of luck with the ones inside this year. So I planted three or four and a couple of different things and lost a couple of them. Don't know why. They came up and they looked good, and then all of a sudden they shriveled up and died. So, got to work at that. Maybe it's in the composition of the dirt, or, well, it's not dirt, though. Anyway, now we'll move along to John, WA2U. Jeff, have a good evening, and we'll see what John's got for us.
Good evening, Bob, and everyone on frequency, WA to you and those out there listening. And had a good day today. Had some company that came over and picked up some CDs and things. And we're getting ready for our Saturday evening, as we called it, our dance around. We've got all the pizza stuff all ready to go. Put that together, the wee hours of the morning. I have it all set up, so all I have to do is get the shell ready, and I don't have to figure out anything. Just pour it on there and spread it out and put it in the oven, set the oven for a temperature and time it. It always comes out nice. So later on, but I got quite a stack of CDs, and we really, really enjoy our music. It's nice to listen to them without the commercials. And Kathy's had the opposite problem. She's, she's got something that's all organic. But, well, it's been, the stuff's been taken off. We have it, actually have it set up in our office upstairs. And, it's, we have, I guess she has a couple grow lights, one great big long one, and then I have a, I don't know, 375 watts or something, but, they're taken off. That's an unusual office. We actually have a full-blown, fig tree in there. When we moved from Clay, we actually bought it with us, and, I can't believe the movers got it upstairs, because I'm not taking it downstairs. It's going to be there forever. But so we have that up there. It's kind of neat. We enlarged the window when we had the remodelers here, and they're going to be coming back too at some point, I guess. But anyways, they put a larger window so it gets more sun now too. So that's about it, Bob. We'll turn it back over to you. Got plenty of ice. Plenty of ice, plenty of beverages, and the peepers are happy outside. It's about 55, 54 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. So the receiver's in the idle mode, and we're ready to throw some CDs at a little bit later. WA to you, back to that.
Okay, John. Well, sounds like you're all set up for a nice, comfortable, relaxing musical evening, and, well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, with the way things are going, with a lot of the TV, they're taking stations away, they're doing this, they're doing that, and they want more control over what you're doing. We were talking about that a while back, and said, well, you know, really, in reality, we don't need half of the stuff that is on there. We watch occasionally, but not anything that's really that important. So I think we're leaning more towards, you know, doing the musical end of it, and some tapes that we do have. We've got some tapes, got some CDs, got some DVDs and that type of thing, and watch those, and don't worry about a lot of it. I'll tell you what, there's far too much expense, and they expect you to say more as time goes on. It gets costly after a while. Okay, John, I'm glad you're enjoying the evening and getting ready to enjoy it even more. 7-3 to you and Kathy both. Take care. And we'll move along to KC2QQR. Chuck, how are things your way?
KC2QQR. Good evening, everyone. Anybody that's listening? Yeah, day was very good. Got a lot of stuff done today. I was outside the majority of the day doing stuff around the house. I fixed my 40-meter antenna up, and I was poking around on that band a little bit this afternoon, this evening, and talked to a couple people, and it was a good day. Got a lot of sun, that's for sure. And it's about 55 out there now where I am, located in Vernon. So, yeah, but other than that, I enjoyed the day. It was perfect weather to be outside, at least to get some stuff done around the house, that's for sure, because I know once it starts getting hot, I kind of get lazy. So, anyways, hope everyone has a good evening, and happy Mother's Day out there to...
Works out well for you. I made a new one and have yet to get it up. I'm working on that, or getting to that, in the next week or so. In fact, I'm going to make another one for 20 meters. I can use a 40 for 20. That would work just as well, too. With a tuner, you can pretty well tweak it in a little bit. Works out good. I know the one I have for 75, I think it's starting to deteriorate a little bit, but I need to revamp that, clean everything up on it, or make a new one. I think I built that antenna or made that antenna back in 78, maybe, a long, long time ago, and it served me well, so, yeah, I think it's time to renew that, and renew some of the cables, and that's on my list, my bucket list, I'll put it that way. Okay, have a good evening, Chuck. Take care and enjoy 40 and the other bands also. This is N5AOW looking for additional traction.
KC2YXN.
KC2YXN. Kathy, how are you this evening?
KC2YXN. Well, good evening to everybody on the net. I didn't quite hear who was in, but good evening to everybody. Yeah, I had a great day today. What a stellar day today. Planted peas and spinach. Got all my chores done inside. Very good. Ready for our evening of music and beverages. So, but thanks for doing the net. And I'll send it back to Nut Control, KC2YXL.
Okay, Kathy. Yeah, that's two of my favorites. Actually, all about the vegetables are favorites with me. The only one I have any reservations for and really don't care much for is okra. But the rest of it, tell you what, I've had just about everything and enjoyed it all. And also from different areas, from Mexico, from San Antonio, from the islands and whatever. Well, there's so many nice combinations that they put together, and the flavors just, boy, they just make you want to eat more. You get to the point where you're full and you still haven't had enough. So. Okay, well, take care. Have a nice evening. You and John both. Enjoy the music. This is N5AOW. I'll make another call for additional check-ins. Well, my day was an outside day. I enjoyed it. I got the wood shop shed, worked on that, started doing a little more clean out. Boy, that's an iffy project in itself. You get started with that and you make more of a mess than you had before you started. But things need to be moved around. You got to find out what you had in the corner you haven't seen for 2 or 3 years. Plus the fact that you need a little additional room and a little more organization. But worked at that for a bit, then put the canopy up in the driveway for the car to keep the bird dung off of the car. Usually it's in the garage, but Sherry likes it up near the house, so it's easy in and out to get to it. And a couple other things in the yard we worked at. She had some things she was cleaning up, spring cleanup with a number of things. Just kind of got done today, but I'll tell you what, that air was cold. When that breeze came up, it was chilly. And the sun wasn't always out. When it ducked behind the clouds, or the clouds ducked in front of it, I should say, it cooled things down in a hurry. But overall, it was a great day. It wasn't raining, and able to spend some time outside, and we need that. Well, I think the next project, and get at the lawn, and haven't even considered that with the other things trying to get taken care of. All right, this is M5AOW. I'll make a final call. Is there anyone else who would like to join us? This is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for additional check-ins.
PC2NVU.
PC2NVU. Ray? Yeah, I haven't heard you in a while. Hope you've been doing all right and staying healthy.
Yeah, I've been out of town. Went down to see my mom. Kids had some time off of school and an extra snow day, so we took advantage of that. So, trying to play catch up now. Got 56 degrees up here and really enjoyed a nice sunny day today. Got some stuff outside done today.
Yeah, I would imagine you took advantage of it like I did. I worked inside in the shed, but I spent a goodly amount of time outside and enjoyed that. Had to put a light jacket on or whatever. I put in additional shirt on just for the breeze. That had a little bit of a bite to it at times, but great day overall.
Yeah, well, after yesterday where it rained almost all day, and the day before it just made it very, very difficult. Very uncomfortable working outside in the rain.
I can understand that. I've had a couple of days where I had things outside I needed to do, and rain or not, it needed to be done. And today I worked on a TV antenna a little bit, doing a little, I guess you would call it research to see what kind of reception we can get in case we need to go to the outside antenna. And it's a very good possibility, so see what happens there. Okay, Ray, you have a fine evening, and 7-3, stay warm, and I hope we get a nice day to follow this one tomorrow. This is N5AOW. I'll make a final call for any additional check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATU, comment.
Go ahead, John.
Got a couple of them, but now I can only remember one of them, so that's the way that goes. Yeah, we're always talking about duplicating CDs and stuff, and I know a lot of people do it with computers. We have an actual sort of commercial duplicator. It'll do CDs and DVDs. Some of the other copiers that were out there, Sony made them and Radio Shack, and you could copy a CD, and then if you wanted to make another CD, the best of it wouldn't allow you to do that. This thing you control, you have complete control of the, I don't know, from 1X to, I don't know how, 60X or 52X, and I only use the Maxell music CDs, and all the books that I've read, there's a magazine called Wireless or Wired or whatever, that there's a totally different, it's hard to reproduce the frequency range, and we have a number of CDs that are 24-bit to duplicate that, and the computer just doesn't have that ability to do that. At least we don't, so we use the duplicator, so everything comes out identically, and we've never had any problems. I know there's a DJ that works for one of the local radio stations, and some bands will send stuff in to him on a CD, computer CD, and he'll try to play and it won't play, so he won't even, 99% of the time he won't even bother with it. That's unfortunate because the bands won't get recognized, but I've had good luck with the, the 700 megabyte Maxell, so I just thought I'd comment on that, so we don't use the computer regular, as I said, a duplicator. Not very pretty, black box, a couple drawers on it, you punch some buttons, it's got a menu thing on the top, but it's only for duplicating CDs and DVDs. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John, yeah, that's a handy gadget to have. Certainly worthwhile when you're, you know, into it as much as you and Kathy are. I know I've had one CD player that would copy or burn a CD from another. That was a while back, and I don't recall what the brand was. But yeah, other than that, we just, you know, we purchase them and, or sometimes trade with them, and it works out good. Well, I'm glad you have something like that. That has to be handy and make life a little bit easier when you want to make copies and things, you know, make doings anyway. Okay, John, have a good evening. And I'll see if there's any other comments, queries, or late check-in. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank Ray, Kathy, and John both for checking in. Chuck, Jeff, George, Kevin, and Bill down in Pennsylvania, Kevin and Oneonta. Everyone have a great evening. 7-3 at 5 AOW Clear.
Bob, is still there, the 40-meter dipole, that's what I was going to say, the 40-meter, harmonically, that'll do a nice job on 15 meters also, WATU clear.
Okay, John, yeah, I'm going to try that. I hadn't gone that far into that band for that. I was using the vertical for a while, but that kind of went the pot on me, so, yeah, I'm going to experiment with that when I put the new one up, the main one. The older one's working all right, but I think the newer one will probably be a little bit more resonant. I don't know, I'll find out. But you always got to take the time to tweak it in. All right, John, have a good evening. WA2U, N5, AOW clear.
Okay, Bobby, I had one experiment when I was in college out of desperation, you know, at SUI. You load up everything, curtain rods, whatever you could find. It was metallic, and you got to find out what worked and what didn't work. Okay, 7-3 WATU.
the repeater in use. This is KC2QQR for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Currently being held on 145.170. Stations with or without traffic, please come now. Stations.
N5AOW, no traffic, Chuck.
82AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, roger stations, N5AOW, KD2AIT, and KC2MBU.
November Bravo uniform.
Sorry about that. I miswrote that. Yep, KC2 November Bravo uniform. Thank you.
N2WBX. Good evening. No traffic.
Roger station, N2WBX.
Traffic net, please copy. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo on the Echolink system. Bill from Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania. No traffic.
Roger station, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Are there any other stations that would like to check in with or without traffic?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. That's KD2 FPM through the Echolink system. Negative. Good evening, Octen, and good evening, everyone.
Roger station, KD2 FPM by Echolink. Nice to hear you here tonight. Any other stations? This is KC2 QQR for Octon. Any additional stations? This is Octon. This is KC2QQR for Octon. Any additional stations? Thank you all for checking in tonight. 7-3 Tall, and have a wonderful evening and good day tomorrow. KC2QQR going back to net frequency.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater, indeed a good evening from KA3TFB logging off the Echolink system.
This is KD2FPM. I will also be logging off of this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3 KD2FPM is clear.